Thanks, Anthony. Thanks, band. Well, please take a seat. Welcome, everyone. Happy New Year. How are you doing? Excellent, excellent. In spite of the jet lag and... Great. Welcome. I'm sorry it's a bit gloomy in here. It's those kind of, afternoon, Sunday afternoon, you know, settle down in the sofa and doze off nicely. Yes, I'm hoping we can all avoid that temptation this afternoon. So welcome to our first Antioch community meeting of 2022. Is there anyone here that we want to introduce and welcome in a particular way? No. Going once, going twice? Fine. Okay, good. We're all old friends together. It's the new year. You've got to start off talking about new things, haven't you? New things. And this beautiful verse in Revelation 21. So I'll read from verse 1 leading up to it. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." So if you Google that verse, "Behold, I'm making all things new," you get a lot of lovely pictures. So there's a couple here for that verse. And it's what we all long for, isn't it? In a sense, newness. Not because we just want change, although I think we're all looking forward to spring after the sort of soggy grey Christmas. And we have a God who makes things new. But he doesn't do it by just sort of erasing our past, throwing the old thing out and saying, "Okay, well, that was an interesting experiment. Let's try Hugh Potter version 2. But actually, he takes who we are and he heals and transforms and renews and restores. So it's the new year. Who's made a New Year resolution? Nobody. Absolutely no goody. Who's got a New Year, vaguely hopeful, good sort of intention? Okay, right, we're good at those, I see. Yeah, there's about 2 kilograms more of me than when we were last gathered together like this. So I certainly have a good kind of hopeful, wishful, wistful intention. How many people are embarking on a through the Bible, through the year kind of project? A few of you. Well done. Very good. Very good. That's great. And we embrace the new year with new challenges and new opportunities and new hopes. But most of all, I hope, new decisions, new desire to follow the Lord. New desire to have our Lord and Savior truly the Lord of our lives, to live lives submitted to him, encountering him, experiencing his love day by day. Because we long for new things, but the Lord does not change. He is faithful. His love is from everlasting to everlasting, and his mercies for us are new day by day. So, what are we doing today? We're going to worship the Lord. That's what we're going to give a good 3/4 of our meeting to today, worshiping the Lord. We want to start off this new year in his presence, loving him, worshiping him, giving him the glory that is his. And we're going to have to kind of, maybe put a little bit of conscious effort into that, given our nice sort of subdued lighting. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is here to help us. The Holy Spirit is here to put words of praise into our mouths. The Holy Spirit is amongst us to lead us through Jesus Christ to the Father, to his glorious presence. So I'm going to hand over to Anthony in just a moment. As I say, we've got a good 45 minutes to worship the Lord. We're going to hear a little bit from Nathan and Nina a little later on about blessing services and how what their experience is of being a blessing to their church community. And we'll have some intercessions and we'll have some tea and coffee. So, brothers and sisters, I invite you just to stand. And Father in heaven, we come before you. Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, we come before you. Holy Spirit, we come before you, needing you, wanting you, longing for more of you. We want to start this new year strong with you. We want to go through this year with you. So, Lord, open our mouths. Open our mouths with songs of praise that we might give you glory this afternoon. Amen.